This has been a very interesting service to me. And I really appreciate the way God moves and does things. But you know, God has a perfect way. And he has ways that we want to go sometimes that would be a little bit different. But in the end, when we follow God and allow him to have his way, he will always bring everything together in perfect harmony to accomplish his perfect will, to grant us miracles, wonders. God just has his way. It all gets done the way it's supposed to be. I don't say that because of anything that has concerned me, but because everything has just fit together so good, it makes me wonder where my part may be yet. You know? Because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I do want to rejoice and be glad in it. As a matter of fact, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you all this morning. Better say that. Appreciate Brother Chandler giving me this opportunity to be able to share something that I hope will be a blessing to you and to God himself, because I really want to please the Lord. I mean, that is my real purpose here. And I was thinking about today. Today is important. You know, what I sow today, I'm going to be able to reap on the tomorrows. Doesn't mean I worry about reaping all the time, but, you know, it's nice to sow good stuff, because if I sow good stuff, I'm going to be able to receive good stuff. You know, you do that which is right and which is pleasing in the eyes of the Lord, and he pours out his blessings on it, and next thing you know, it's not coming back in just little handfuls. It's bucketfuls and truckfuls and semis full, and he just knows how to do it all. Because that's the way of God we serve. And you know, that's just touching the tip of the iceberg, anything we get to enjoy down here. All those great and precious promises that we can have and enjoy and be able to be a part of are just a part and a little sampling of what's on the other side. And what we do today will determine what's over there as well. Hallelujah. Well, I guess you all made the time change all right. You can go ahead and put my title up there. I had about 5-6 different titles in which direction I was going to go, and I'm just going to use changing times because we had to change time this morning. You know, I can remember a time when we didn't do that kind of thing, but I guess we joined the modern world and decided in Indiana we're going to go fast time, slow time, whatever time. Yeah, it's slow time, we'd call this at one time. It's what, Eastern Standard Time is the official time for it? For those of you that like fast times in 125 days, you get to go the other direction and we'll accelerate a little bit. But for the next little while, it has been chosen that we will follow the Eastern Standard Time, for whatever that's worth to you. But tell you what, change is a fact of life. You know, we might want to hold some things the same, but the fact is it just doesn't happen that way. I did a little checking, and you know, I've been alive to 26,528 days. Now that sounds like a long time. But you know, as the Bible says, life is just a vapor sometimes. You think back on that kind of time frame, and I can say the most blessed time has been for the 9,050 my wife's been with me. So 19,050 those days is probably why I'm still here today. Yeah. But I appreciate all the ways that God has moved to bring me to where I am today. Because today is very, very important to me and all the things it's done. I like to say that I had a big master plan that I laid out, and I walked in it every day, and look what it brought me. Well, it obviously didn't turn out the way that I thought it might work. But God had a plan that was far beyond any plan that I could have developed or tried to work myself. When you get in the middle of God's plan and you let that plan work on you and you follow what God has laid out for your life and my life, then everything is going to come out as it should, and you will be not only successful in this life, but oh my, just think about the life to come that He has promised to those that would believe on Him and follow His great plan and will. A scripture text I'd like to read for you this morning comes out of the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter number 3. One that I'm sure most of you are familiar with. I'm just going to read the first verse and kind of go from there this morning. But I want you to know God has a plan and a purpose in all things that's going on in our lives, outside of our lives, and all around about us. By the way, Brother Merchants talked about worrying this morning. How much of the world's activities can you control? Yeah. You know, when you come down to it, it is. Put a drop in the ocean and see how much difference it makes, something like that. But you know, there is a lot of things that the devil tries to get us involved with and worry about and just take our minds and just suck the life right out of us, as a matter of fact. Here in Ecclesiastes, the writer advises us in chapter 3 and verse number 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Now, the fact that we have left spring and summer and are now into fall, the fact that we have these seasons tells us a couple of things. Number one, each season has a beginning and it has an ending. And when you talk about the seasons around here, you know, there's four of them. It repeats itself over and over, but there is a thing that changes from the beginning to the ending. You know, from summer it starts out moderately hot, then it gets real hot, and then fall comes along and it starts getting cooler. And if you like fall, it's pretty callers. We've had some of those today. But time changes. Things change. Now, I mentioned all the days I've been alive. Have they all been the same? Oh, no. Thank you for saying I look the same as I did 19 years ago, but okay. We'll hold on to that thought anyhow. But you know, I hate to tell anybody this, if you thought he was telling the complete truth, there have been a few changes. Because my life changes. Things happen. Each day is important to me because God has given me a day. I know my season is limited. There will come a time when I will be no more on this earth. I shouldn't say it be no more, because I will have an eternal life someplace. And it's important to me, and it should be important to you how you live each day so that that eternal life brings victory and happiness and joy and peace and all the things that God can afford. But you know what happens if you choose not to follow that life? If during this season that God has given to you, the purpose that God has shown to you and to each and every one of us, what we must do. If we don't follow that, you know there is the other side of the equation. There is a heaven to gain and that other thing to shun. It is very real. May not hear about it a lot, may not think about it a lot. But it is so real that the Bible has a lot to say about not going there. Let me read you just a couple of things, and you tell me who I might be referring to. I call this the day his world fell apart. You know, things really appeared to be going his way. He was successful. He appeared to be wealthy. He seemed to have things. His choices that he had made made sense. He had all that he could want. But one day, that all began to fall apart. As I wrote these things down and thought about these things, I thought about, oh, that sounds a little bit like Job's life. You know, things seemed to really be going his way, and then all at once it fell apart. You know, he lost his wealth that he had. He lost his children. His wife, I guess you could say she turned against him. She sure wasn't helping him out. You know, his whole world fell apart. Now think about him for a minute. But I also was reminded of the man in the Bible. He's called him a rich man. He lived sumptuously. If you were to look at him, you would think, my, that dude's got it made. And crops, his crops were so good, he built bigger and better barns. He seemed to have it all. But what happened? The angel knocked on his door that night, and he was no more. Then the things that he had done, the life that he had lived, was how he was going to spend the rest of his life. I say these two individuals, and you know, as you think about this, boy, you can put it to a lot of people that you read about in the Bibles. And as a matter of fact, I can look around and people I've met in my life, and I thought, you know, it could apply to them. In a lot of ways, it could even apply to me. Now, my world hasn't fallen apart, but you know, I can't do that. Can anybody do that for me? Anybody snap their finger? There you go. That's how quick it can all change in any one of our lives, because we're only here for a season. Everything has a purpose under heaven, the Bible says. And if we fulfill that purpose, then what's going to happen? We're going to have the joy and the blessings of God upon our lives, not only here, but in the life to come.
Yes, hallelujah.
But if we don't follow that will in that way, then there is the judgment that's going to come as well. So as I think about these people, the main thing about Job is that he did not do what? He did not turn against God. He did not turn against God in the midst of all that. People turned against him, looked at him, said, man, you must have really screwed up someplace, buddy. I don't even know where I want to call you my friend anymore. But we find out there was a purpose in that. You know, as hard as times may be for us sometimes, we got to remember this life isn't just lived the way that I want it to live. There is a supernatural purpose to it all that God has dictated that says, you're going through this for a reason. You know, I know it's not pleasant. You know, God always knows our situations. When the children of Israel were in Egypt and they were being mistreated and mishandled and made to do this and that, so Moses says, hey, I hear them. I know all about their conditions, you know? And I know it's not good, and I'm going to make a way where they're going to leave. And he didn't tell him this at this time, but boy, whenever they leave, they're going to walk out with abundance too. Okay. So whenever the hard times come and things are not quite our way, if we can just be a little patient with God and understand, God, whatever this purpose is, oh, God, help me that I can look to you and know that you are real and that you are with me and that you are going to help me and to know that there is not anything that's going to come my way that you won't make a way through it, over it, around it. Hey, his ways is far beyond my ways, and he can take me any way he wants just so he gets me out of it. Because, you know, suffering for a season is not pleasant, but it's something that does come and go. Remember the scriptures say in many places, and it came to pass. You don't read about anybody in the scriptures who ever had troubles or trials that came their way, even if it led to their death, that didn't come out of it victorious because they had God on their side. Because in the changing of time, the changing of issues, and the things that come our way, God is with us in each one of them. And each one of them should be a building block to the next level. God's going to take you and me to the next level, to the next level. Look at David. You know, David didn't have an easy life. You know, whenever Samuel came to anoint the next king, he wasn't even invited to the party. And whenever they got through everybody else, said, is this everybody? Well, no, there's David. Well, bring him on in. Of course, they brought him on in. What happened? They anointed him, didn't they? What did David do the next day? Went back to the sheep. Now, wait a minute. Is that fair? Do you think life is always going to be fair to you and to me? If you are, you're in for a big disappointment. Because sometimes things happen over time, a process that God uses to develop us into that vessel that he wants us to be. When he was sent to take care of his brothers and give them a little food because they was fighting in a battle, he went out, he slew Goliath. Where did he go the next day? Back to the sheep. Really? I mean, I just saved the nation almost. Okay. You're David belly aching and complaining anyways along the line? No. We know that eventually he rose to be king and he was a man after God's own heart. He had troubles, he had issues, he had ups and downs, but God was always with him and God always took him through it. Because God had a purpose in his life. God has a purpose in your and my life just as much as he had in David's. And as long as we're like David and after the heart of God and after the things of God, you know, we get whacked, get knocked down. Well, you, dear Lord, help me. Help me to get up and go again, Jesus. Yeah, and there you go. You're climbing up a little bit higher. Pretty soon you'll be like those that are called home to be with the Lord. And there will you, when? Ever be with the Lord, does it say? Ever? How long's ever? It doesn't end, does it? It's just the beginning when you get started. Why? That's a change that I think we all would be looking forward to. Because you never know the day and the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But I know that he is coming and he is coming for you. A season. The church age is a season. But we see things happen around about us that makes us, he doesn't say, he hadn't told me he's coming tomorrow, but boy, listen, this is happening, check. This has happened, check. Is our world getting wicked today? Do you find yourself frustrated because you can't find the answers or the solutions that you want in your own life? You get frustrated once in a while because things are not turning out your way? Are you finding some things kind of hard to get through? I want you to know God is here, right now, to satisfy every situation that you have. Are you going to leave here with them all solved? I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that you won't leave here alone. Because you will have somebody who knows all things, has all power, and can be anywhere and is everywhere on your side because you have committed to being his child and to follow his plan and his will for your life. As I close here this morning, I want you to know that God is very real. He does know what your needs and what your issues are. You cannot go anywhere that he is not already at. You cannot find yourself in any situation that he can't make a way on. Amen. God can do it all if you will only let him. You know, we have altars that we call this up front here, but really any place where you bow before the Lord and call out to him to seek his face can be your altar. And it is so important that you take advantage of that so that you can get yourself in a right relationship with the Almighty. so that His plan and His will for your life can be fulfilled. That your season as it goes on can only get better, because you're going to reap what you sow. When's the best time to get right with the Lord? Oh, today. Because if you start right now, you're going to start sowing seeds. It's going to bring you great, great reward. You don't want to wait till the rapture comes, whether you're on your deathbed, you know, or any of those kind of things. They just do not get you the reward and the blessings that you have a right to, because God has made the way. He's opened the door. He has given of Himself so that you might come freely and openly to Him. But the choice becomes yours and mine. We have to choose what we are going to do with today. Today. Tomorrow? Hey, who? Never know what you're going to have tomorrow, do you? You don't know what tomorrow may bring. One of the things that I have as we close here this morning is I want you to have a good day today. I think that is a good desire. And if you have a good day today and you had the same day tomorrow, I can guarantee you it wouldn't be the same. But if you make the most out of today, and then tomorrow you make the most out of that day, and then the third day is even going to be better than yesterday or the day before was, pretty soon you start stacking up a lot of great days that the Lord hath made and made you a part of it. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. God is so, so, so interested in your well-being and my well-being. He is not just a God that's way far away with, tens of millions of people looking at Him, expecting Him to do everything for them. But He is a right now God looking at you and me and seeing what our needs are and waiting for us to make the move. And that choice right now is yours. As we sing, you have an invitation to come. If you want to come and see and feel something maybe you've never felt before, maybe you have and you just need more of it. And I do say we all need more of the Lord in our hearts and minds and lives. And He wants to be there for you. So as we sing, feel free to come. God bless each of you as you contemplate your status with God today. Changes that are here, and accept what God has for you as you walk with Him. In Jesus' name.